Woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Oh, hello there. It's already Thursday. Thursday, November 5th. 12 degrees right now. 19 and sunny this afternoon?
Oh, yes.
19 and sunny tomorrow afternoon?
Oh, yes.
And the next day and the next day and all the way through to next Monday when it'll be 20 degrees and sunny. What is happening right now?
I don't know, but I'm here for it.
I guess we'll take it, right? Yeah. I'm a little worried.
No, I don't think we should live. I feel like we have enough worry on the go right now.
We just can't worry anymore.
Yeah, no more worries.
No more worries. Okay, fair enough. I'm into that. Let's check in with everybody. TJ, what's on your mind?
How committed are we to this warm weather right now? Like, I know it looks pretty good over the next couple days, maybe even the next week, but, like, is anybody still walking around in t-shirts? Anyone still committed to shorts?
May have had the top down yesterday. Just saying.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Oh, wow.
I did.
I walked in a t-shirt down Ossington yesterday. It felt incredible.
Yeah. That gal.
Yes, I'm committed.
I walk outside in my parka every day. Still.
Yeah. No, winter's coming.
Guess what? It's November. This
called
is me.
Eventual cold. Jax, what's up with you?
I think this is pretty cool. For the Love of Cake, a bakery in TJ's home village, Liberty Village, is behind making Drake's birthday cake. And I guess they were given 24 hours notice. Just like this vague, like, we need a cake. And you do what you need to do, but it has to represent the city and love. Like, it was just super vague. And they turned around in 24 hours. I guess they had, like, it's all women staff working all night. And the pictures are amazing. It's like the CN Tower emerging from Black Rock. It's beautiful. Oh, cool. It's incredible.
Do they say it's for Drake, or do they just say, we need a cake, and then you find out later it's for Drake?
They hadn't said anything about, like, who it's for, but it was from an LA commissioned company. And it was for, like, his get-together here. But when they found out the address on the bridal path, because they were told to bring it to the bridal path, afterwards they didn't have to, but that's how they figured it out.
See, I want to know pre-cake that it was for Drake, because that I bring up my game even more. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, or maybe that just puts too much pressure on you in the CN Tower.
I'd be terrified. I'd be terrified.
Like, what name do you write on? Do you just write happy birthday on the cake?
That's a good question. I don't know.
What a vague cake.
Jesse?
On Saturday, Travis Scott deleted his Instagram account after posting a picture of himself in Batman, and everyone made fun of him for his costume. Yesterday, Page Six reported that Halloween had nothing to do with the Instagram deletion. He is focusing on family and their well-being and wants to influence his daughter to consume less social media. And in response, I say, Sure.
Listen, don't be mean to Travis.
His feelings weren't hurt at all.
I think his feelings were hurt. Why doesn't he just own it? You're right.
I think they were hurt. He just had, like, a McDonald's launch and, like, new music. He wouldn't have taken down his Instagram for no reason. Right. You know what I mean? It's odd.
So I don't believe you, Page Six report.
Sweet Travis.
Either.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Someone new for you to subscribe to on YouTube, Doug Ford, who recently started vlogging. Kind of. Shared a video of himself going through a McDonald's drive-thru yesterday, collecting his food and chatting with the employees at a McDonald's in Minden Hills on his way to make a broadband announcement. I do love the ideas of Doug Ford starting all his press conferences with, like, hey guys, don't forget to like and subscribe and smash that like button.
I do like that too.
And then at the end he talks about his skincare regimen.
I want him to do something with David Dobrik.
Yeah.
If David Dobrik would start making videos again, don't get me going.
Because he won't make videos right now, David Dobrik, one of the most famous vloggers in the world.
Taking a break for his mental health. He's very straight up.
But he's doing TikToks all the time.
You know what? Let's not do this. Okay, I am sad. I miss him. I'm just curious as to what Doug Ford got at McDonald's. I've been thinking about that a lot.
Just remember, promo code Doug20 at checkout. Here are the new rules for gyms reopening in Toronto in a couple weeks. It's going to be very similar to when they closed down the first time, except there's going to be questionnaires upon arrival and hour caps. Also, only 50 people per facility are now allowed in, and there's no more spectators beyond family watching sports games. So,
interesting. Okay.
Yeah. When I first read spectators, I was like, who's just watching me work out?
Yeah, I think that they just mean like recreational football.
Of course.
other. I can't even think of sports. That's how unsporty I am.
Recreational football. Hey, and good news. The election's still not over, so we still got that excitement going on downstairs in the sub. They are counting votes in a few more states. They're trying their best to get it right, which is why it's taking it forever, and all the mail-in ballots and all that fun stuff. It sounds like we could know what's happening sometime this morning. That's what some places are saying, but don't hold your breath, because, you know, once this thing is over, it's probably still not over.
They've decided precisely one state since yesterday morning. Like, that's one state's been called. So
at least we're all confused together, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, collectively waiting.
I'm anxious. Just a reminder, if you want up-to-the-minute updates, you can check in with our pals at CP24. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
They were either high or they were emotionally eating.
Or
people
both.
Searching for stuff on Google during election night.
Yeah.
Google Trends reported surges in online searches for, quote, fries near me and liquor near me.
True. Like, fair.
The two search terms reached their all-time high.
What?
Like, never been higher. Not during the Super Bowl, not during any award show, not during Christmas.
Wow.
All-time high. Fries near me, liquor near me.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit surprised at the comfort food. Like, I would honestly rate pizza above fries in terms of comfort food.
No.
Okay, according to Google, the most sought after was pizza, Chinese food, liquor store, sushi, Mexican food, most sought after.
Oh, like a good comfort burrito?
Comfort burritos are comfortable.
I love a good comfort burrito.
It's good, but here's why pizza is superior. If you get enough pizza, there's leftovers, right? So, like, yeah, a burrito is wonderful, but it's only going to get you through one depression meal. Where if you space out your za, you can get at least two.
Well,
dare I say three depression meals.
You're thinking
of
the long game, the long depressive game.
You guys play checkers. I'm going to keep playing chess.
Okay, what kinds of pizza warms up the best? Because there's a certain pizza that's only good the first time, and then there's some the next day you're like, man, this is even better. You know what I'm saying?
Veggie.
Veggie gives
you
better than
I love the works, but like the veggie, you can't really reheat pizza meat as well as
you
want
can.
To. But it gets a little dry.
It does.
It gets a little dry.
I'll say pepperoni green pepper.
Pepperoni green pepper?
Yeah. That's just a certain type of pizza that you like.
Yeah.
Really?
And if anyone wants to bring me a pepperoni green pepper pizza, you're more than welcome.
Okay. All right. So here's the thing. I think if you have meat on the pizza, you got to have veggies on it too, because there's going to be some water still in the veggies that will impart itself into the meat, and then you're okay. But if it's just like a meat lover's, it's not good the next day.
No, it's dry.
No.
It's dry. But you know what? It's only dry until you dip it in ranch.
Oh, yeah.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We know the robots are coming. Our robot overlords are just starting to take over.
Yeah.
And the thing with robots is that if you're an employer, they're perfect. They don't get tired. They don't complain. They don't do anything but work. And once you've bought them, you don't have to pay them.
They're never on their phones.
Right. Exactly. Sometimes they are a phone. Now, Walmart has had enough of these robots. You'd think Walmart would be all over this, right?
Mm.
Low, low prices. And Walmart doesn't do anything not in bulk. So Walmart actually laid off 500 robots. Bulk laid off 500 robots and rehired some humans. The robot union's not happy.
The robot union.
But I guess they had robots that they had deployed in 500 stores to keep tabs on what's going on and what's not on the shelves.
What?
To keep tabs on what's going on. That's so
I don't like that.
Broad.
I know.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't they just hire these robots? I feel like last year we were being like, Walmart's hiring robots. And now they're laying them off?
It said Monday that it ended its relationship with startup Bossa Nova Robotics, which builds 6-foot-tall roving robots equipped with cameras for identifying out-of-stock or misplaced products.
Do
you know those
to
cameras?
To be that big?
Yeah. 6 feet tall. Yeah, scary. Wall Street Journal was the first to report this. The retailer found human workers could get similar results. And there was some concern about how the shoppers reacted to robots doing the work. That's the key right there. There was concerns about... And if, like, imagine you're Jax and you're 5 feet.
That's
5 feet
flat, yes.
And a 6-foot robot rolls up to you with a camera and starts stocking shelves. Are you feeling good?
I wouldn't do well with
I didn't think so. So it's people like you that got the robots laid off.
Don't blame Which, don't blame this on me.
It's going to become a bigger problem.
Just going to say, if this continues, Jax, you're going to be the one to come for it first.
You know, we've always wondered, what's going to be the turning point for robots? What's going to make them turn against this? And we have the answer now. It's Jax.
No.
And her height.
No.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Would you consider sea busing it to work? Or lake busing it, in our case?
Hell yeah.
I would.
Yeah, so there's obviously some transit issues in this city. And there's a suggestion that maybe, if you were to go from the Portlands all the way over to, say, the Humber River or just a little bit past that, and have stops along the way, you could transport a lot of people who live towards the lake in the city around without, you know, overcrowding the, like, it could be an express route. Yeah. You wouldn't have to, there is a ton of transit along, like, lower, like the lower streets and that sort of thing there. But they are, there's a lot of condos. So there's it's always crowded. So they're thinking Toronto is looking at sea buses.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah. I'm just looking at the map right now, too, how, like, actually that would be really, really, really smart.
Could they be hover buses instead? Could we get hover buses?
No,
we probably couldn't do that.
Why not?
I used to, like, Dartmouth to Halifax, where I grew up in Nova Scotia, there's bridges, but there's a lot of ferries. And I grew up taking ferries, like, to work or to school or anything. And I love it. Being on a boat in the morning, commuting by boat.
How is it in the
winter,
though?
You're on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, yeah, good call.
How is it when it's, like, minus 30?
I mean, it's choppy. It's choppy, but it like there's obviously insulated warm areas to sit in. I think it's kind of romantic.
So they're doing a feasibility survey, they think. Okay. But first they want to complete a survey, which should be done. They're going to draft a report this week. And they said, where possible, connectivity with onshore transit needs to be created to realize an integrated public transportation system from land onto water and vice versa. The development of sea buses would essentially be small passenger vessels sailing on a fixed route on scheduled times, like a normal bus service.
Here's the question. Will we have sea buses first, or would the Eglinton Crosstown be finished?
I think the sea buses would be a lot easier. It's way easier to do sea buses.
I think we should finish one project and then work on another. You know,
Jax,
I think.
Jax.
I'm just saying.
Please. That's not how it works.
No. Let us start a bunch.
Everybody, no, we all know it works better when you try to fit 10 people through the same door at the same time.
Rather than lining them up and going one at a time. I just don't think so.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
University of Toronto was just ranked the best university in Canada. Whoa. Very neat. U of T President Merrick Gertler said the latest ranking from Times Higher Education confirms that the University of Toronto's researchers and scholars are held in very high esteem by their peers around the world.
Incredible.
They also ranked 20th globally by the scholars who must fill out a questionnaire. Basically, 20th in the world. Pretty cool. 6th year on that list. So that is very, very neat. Hey, if you have $28,000 and you want to get married and you want to do so in the sky, you can now do it. An air charter service is offering a wedding in the sky package. It's a 2-hour flight experience taking place at 30,000 feet.
Damn.
It includes an airport chauffeur to drive the newlyweds to and from their airport of choice. Also
Pearson.
Includes champagne.
Yeah. I want to go to Pearson.
How romantic.
Anyway, sorry, continue.
It also includes champagne, personalized wedding favors, a cabin crew member officiant, flower arrangements, catered food and drink aboard a plane, and it seats up to 16 people. The adventure has a starting price tag of $28,000. They also offer a just the two of us elopement package beginning at $18,000. And then there's also other packages that you can just do major upgrades if you wanted to spend more cash.
Wait, where are they eloping to?
Exactly. Well, here's the thing, is like the flight can be prearranged so the aircraft can fly over areas of significance to those who are celebrating their marriage. And you get to pick and choose with it. Yeah.
You know what?
Go to Ottawa.
Okay, I'm in.
Montreal. Montreal would be fun.
Actually, yeah.
Be a good time.
Yeah.
The world is reopening, isn't it? Look at us reopen, huh?
Hey, good news. The election is still not over. Oh, did I say good news? Oops. They're still counting votes in a few states trying to get it right. It sounds like we could know what's happening sometime this morning. But don't hold your breath.
You don't know that.
Because once this thing is over, it's probably still not over.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
Just a reminder, if you want to stay up to the minute on what's going on, you can check in with our friends at CP24. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Yeah. I just love when it never ends. It's a 2-day hangover right now. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's like a hangover in your late 20s, though, where it won't go away.
Yeah, well,
like,
that's
why
the
do I still feel like garbage?
And it's like you had a terrible night with your friends, and you've got it. Like, you know, you get those when you're in your early 20s, like, no night is bad. And then by the time you hit your late 20s, you're like, that might have been a little bad. And then
Tylenol
and
it
lasts
take
for
it away.
2 days just to punish you.
That's right.
Wow, this.
That's how it feels.
Good morning.
<Doesn't it? laughs>
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You ever try putting your name into Google just to see what comes up?
Mm-hmm.
Just like, just put in like Jax Irwin.
Oh, yeah, you're not going to like what you see.
What's the autofill?
It's Jax Irwin married, Jax Irwin girlfriend, Jax Irwin gender. I go by she, her pronouns, by the way. Mm. And Jax Irwin radio. There's nothing really like slander wise.
Mine's Adam Wilde Instagram, Adam Wilde single, Adam Wilde baby.
Ooh.
Adam Wilde Wikipedia, Adam Wilde radio, Adam Wilde Marilyn Dennis.
Mine is.
Makes sense.
TJ O'Halloran, who?
What? No, it's not. No, it's not. Stop it.
It's kind of rude.
If you
Google?
Put in Toronto, the autofill is a little sad.
Oh,
Google obviously released the top autofills about Toronto and pretty ruthless, let's be honest. They included Toronto as a melting pot, which, you know, cultural.
Yeah.
You know, I get that.
Yeah.
Toronto is a hellhole.
Jeez.
Wow, that's number two.
Let's pump the brakes on that.
Yeah.
Toronto is a province? A province?
No.
I'm assuming that's from our friends in the States.
I don't know about that.
Is that a statement or a question?
I don't know.
Okay.
It's just...
Toronto is a province.
Sometimes you put in statements to Google and then you'll be like, is that true? Like, you just allow Google to go, that's false. Thank you very much. Yeah. Obviously, a bit of a negative list, but Toronto is a blank is sort of a popular search.
Interesting. There's
a lot of things that Toronto is.
That's so negative. Toronto's such a beautiful city. I waited my whole life to live here, and now there's those kind of searches.
So here's one. Toronto is a dump. Toronto is a province. Toronto is a cesspool. Toronto is a boring city. Toronto is a melting pot. Toronto is a war zone. Toronto is a lame city. Toronto is a hellhole, and Toronto is a bad place to live.
No, none of that is true.
None of that is true. I mean, it's a pretty wicked place to live when it's not a pandemic, but nowhere is very fun right now, let's be honest.
Yeah.
And once the indoor dining kind of opens right back up, we're going to be
we'll
back
be fine.
To partying.
We'll be fine.
Distanced.
Yeah.
Not dancing and not kissing
I
random
need to
people.
Dance.
But,
you know, I think the people who search those things are probably people who don't live within Toronto. Because nobody hates Toronto more than people who don't live in Toronto.
That's true.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know.
Jax, okay, you grew up in Dartmouth.
Yeah, Dartmouth, Nova Scotia.
What was your impression of this city before you'd ever been here? What did you hear about Toronto before you came?
I had heard, so there's mixed reviews because I had grown up watching Much Music, so I thought it was really cool, and that the Backstreet Boys were just constantly here.
They
were always here.
In this building.
But there is, and it's not necessarily just Nova Scotia, but I think that people hate it because it's fun and busy. And that's the general,
really?
I thought I was like, oh, big city, okay, growing up. And I was like, yo, whatever, Toronto. But I think it's a little bit of jealousy because Toronto's cool. Toronto's fun, man.
And when you got here and you started living here, I know you were excited to come for the job, but were you a little intimidated by the city?
I was terrified. Yeah, and everyone had kind of told me everyone's rude in Toronto. So I was nervous that everyone would be rude. Not true at all.
Right.
I was intimidated.
Only TJ's rude.
Yeah, I was intimidated by the size and just the pace of it. But my God, when I came here, I fell in love with how busy and wild it is. The pace. I fell in love with the pace.
Adam, you could probably attest to this as well because you lived in Calgary. I lived in Calgary. Nobody dislikes Toronto more than Alberta.
Oh, it's really?
Yeah.
They don't like Ottawa the most because that's where the government is.
Yeah.
And they're very anti-government out there. But they don't like Toronto for a lot of reasons. What I used to do in meetings, and this is really bad, is I used to, because here's the thing. So if you're a hockey fan, Toronto Maple Leaf games are by far the most watched games on television in this country. Yeah. By far. And so I used to say to Calgary guys, be like, you know what? I saw the ratings for the Leafs game, and it's quadruple the Flames. It's crazy. No wonder Toronto always kicks off the sports cast.
Can I ask?
And you just see the steam come out of their ears.
Who wins
great.
More?
Actually, both teams haven't been great lately.
Yeah.
So I guess
keep you on your toes.
Who loses less is probably a better
way.
Yeah, they win that one.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Always kind of interesting finding out what people think of your city who are not from here or who have never been here. And the reason we bring this up is there's
the Toronto top autofills on Google, and they're a little aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're mean.
Like, Toronto's a dump. Toronto's a province. Toronto's a cesspool, boring city, melting pot, war zone, lame city, hellhole, best place, sorry, bad place to live.
Damn.
Which I feel like, I think everybody's Google search results are different based on how you search other things. Like, what was that really scary documentary on Netflix about how...
Social Dilemma.
Yeah. I think our results would all be different, but Google was the one that put this out. And those were some of the things they put out. And it's a little aggressive, like take your foot off the gas pedal, everyone. And then I asked Jax, what was it like, you know, you grew up outside of here.
Yeah.
What do people think? And it's interesting, we got a bunch of text messages saying...
Busy and rude.
What
yeah.
they thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one from the 289. When I was growing up, people thought Toronto was cold and the people are rude and
not
too busy
true.
To even stop and say hi compared to other cities yeah. around the country. And I've always had a real problem with that statement that, like, people are always too busy to say hi. Because, like,
no!
What type of Care Bear land do you live in where people just have the time in the middle of their day to stop and chat with you?
Like, it's no, it's like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but I don't think it's like that. I think that the general thought that was people won't hold doors for you. People won't, yeah. like, say thank you.
Which they will.
And they will. The second I moved here, because, and you know me, like, I'm a pretty soft gal. I was like, oh, no, nobody's going to want to have a nice interaction. Everybody's yeah. sweet here. Yeah, you're yeah. not having, like, full-blown dialogues, but, like, nowhere you are.
There's bad people like every place. And the yeah. thing is, there's so many people that live here, you're probably going to run into a couple more of them. But
yeah.
another one from the 647. I have lived all over Canada, originally from Nova Scotia myself. I've
Woo!
Lived in Calgary,
yeah.
Vancouver, Montreal.
Been all over.
And people from Vancouver hate people from Toronto, which
really?
Is absolutely true.
Really?
I lived in northern BC, which obviously is in Vancouver, but I worked with a bunch of people that were from Vancouver, yeah. and they just don't like Toronto at all.
Lower mainland. Wait,
the rest of that text is interesting.
Yeah. I miss Vancouver so much, but I would never move back there single. I would literally be talking to someone or out on a date, and I would mention I'm Toronto, and the room got silent, and I was
really?
Ghosted.
Wow.
That's
saucy.
Funny.
I remember when I moved to Calgary, they explained to me Calgary doesn't like outside of Calgary. Like, you have to understand
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's this, they don't like Edmonton because they see Edmonton as like their kid brother, right? They're like, you know, Edmonton's like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, that's our lower class brother. They hate Vancouver
yep.
and they hate Toronto. And I said, well, what do you hate? What,
yeah.
What do you hate more? Oh, Vancouver for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I think it's a hockey rivalry, honestly.
Oh,
and Edmonton's the same way because people from Edmonton and Calgary, like everyone from Edmonton doesn't like Calgary and everyone from Calgary doesn't like Edmonton.
Right.
And it's like people from Calgary are like, yeah, we're Edmonton, but it's nicer to live here. And everyone from Edmonton's like, yeah, but we got grit. It's fun here. And I'm like, okay, everyone just take it easy.
And then in the East Coast, it's like, there's a bunch of smaller cities, and then there's Moncton, and then there's
yeah.
Halifax. And
yeah.
everybody's like, yeah, it's great here.
We're just hanging out. We're just minding our business, you know?
How's she going?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You ever think, boy, we used to complain a lot. We used to complain a lot. Like, think about last year. We were complaining about Ontario switching the license plates over from yours to Discover to that other thing that Jack still has.
I still have the blue one. If somebody could tell me if I'm supposed to take that off, that'd be
I think
lovely.
You are.
Wouldn't the new plates say 2-drink minimum, something like that?
No.
I think it's open for business. I don't know. Anyway, long story short,
Flying
that
around.
Was like the worst thing we had to worry about.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Trump was still there, but whatever.
Yeah.
The reality is we had it pretty good.
Yeah.
And we were complaining. And some of the boring things, some of the routine things that we complained about are things that we are missing
yeah.
now. And so they've done a study. And so these are some of the boring things, the monotonous things, the everyday things that a lot of people miss doing. I'm going to start at number 8. And I think this is still happening here. Lots of these. Going on awkward first dates, 10%.
Yeah.
People miss that.
Oh, they're just even more awkward now. Yeah.
I think awkward's good because it gives you a story. At least the next time you're out with your friends or you're talking to them on FaceTime or whatever, you have something like, oh my God, it was so awkward because blah, 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 blah. We can only relate to each other over Game of Thrones. That was my awkward date once.
Yeah.
She was
man,
really nice.
Khaleesi, right? Crazy.
Yeah. People keep dying. It's insane. Number 7, hearing other people's music in the office. People miss that.
Really?
Yeah. I would assume it's because probably, you know, like the way, if you've got like a streaming service or whatever, the way the algorithm works is sometimes it doesn't really expose you to new music.
Yeah.
It just keeps playing you the stuff that you already like.
Yeah.
So, you know what? We had a producer down the hall, Wade, and he used to pound his music so loud.
Yeah.
And it was so aggressive. And now all I want to do is hear that through the walls again.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We called it the nightclub because it was like standing outside a nightclub.
Club Wade. Yeah.
Club Wade.
6, eating the same boring lunches at work every single day.
Yeah.
Now, I think it has less to do with the lunch and more to do with the location, because mm-hmm. you could still eat the same boring lunch at home.
Yeah.
It's just that there's nobody around to make boring
yeah,
talk
true.
With, right?
That's true.
Number five, commuting. 17% of people miss commuting.
Okay, honestly, I get that, because the commute, if you can stay calm when you're sitting in traffic, it's nice to just have that time to unwind. It gives you that little bit of time to just go, and also, like, if you like listening to podcasts, I'm sure
yeah.
you're falling behind,
oh, yeah.
right?
Yeah, because it's very weird, but, like, you almost feel guilty walking around your house with your earbuds,
yeah,
right?
Totally.
Like, it's, so people are like, oh, you just don't want to participate? Like, no, I just want to listen to my audiobook. Yeah, thanks very much.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, a great family member you are. number four, having random conversations with strangers.
Yeah.
No. Jax, this is you.
That hasn't gone away. I just talk to them from further away.
Yeah, she yells at people now. It's weird.
Number three, getting drinks after work with coworkers we don't like.
What?
So, you know, everybody from the office is going out, and you're like, oh, I guess I gotta go out for this one.
Hmm.
A lot of people miss that. 1 in 4 said they missed that.
Wow.
Number two, hearing our friends tell stories that we about things that we didn't do, as in you go to your friend's house, and they tell a story and it's slightly embellished.
Yeah.
And you kind of go like, oh, that didn't happen, but I'm gonna let them off the hook on that one.
My family are just the czars of that. Every story that my family has ever been told, I'm like, that's not how this went, but yeah. it sounds better.
I'm
like
gonna
this.
Let it go.
Yeah, yeah.
And the last one, number one, having boring conversations with people at work. Just how was your weekend? What'd you do last night? What show do you like? Yeah.
How's the kids?
Yeah,
yeah.
You don't really care, but you're like, how's the kids?
Yeah, what grade are they in?
Yeah.
Do you have stock answers ready to go for people? So based on, because I like. For Everly, when people were asking, when people were in the office, I'd be like, oh, she's good. I'd give them one thing that she was doing, and they're like, oh my God, that's so great. And then you move on, right? So that would be the same conversation I have. So I'd have it ready to go, like a bulletin chamber for awkward, boring conversations.
Yeah.
No?
Pre-prepared answer. I've been doing that for almost 2 years now with you guys every single day.
Oh, yeah. Get out of here. Yeah.
I can tell.
Okay, now, 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. I want to add to this list. Boring things that you miss about everyday life. Like, you know what? I used to complain about this, but now I miss it.
I have a really good one.
Do you?
Yeah, I'll tell you about it next.
Okay, well, there's a tease. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Ariana Grande, 7 Rings.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Boring stuff that we miss. There's lots of them. Lots of boring things that we're like, oh man, like we complain about this a lot, but it kind of was part of our routine and it was there for a reason. What did text messages say in TJ?
Sasha in the 905 says getting dressed up, which is so true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be able to do that in a couple weeks. I know somebody who actually has already made 2 reservations at restaurants that obviously don't open for a couple more weeks. One, I think on the 14th and one on the 28th.
Is it producer Jesse? He loves doing that.
Yeah, he's good at, producer Jesse's really good at that, but no, it's not him.
From the 647, I miss going to school. Ironically, the thing I hated the most is the thing I miss the most.
Yeah. It's the social aspect of it too, right?
Yeah.
You've seen your buds.
Absolutely.
Seen your crush.
And the thing is that when you're going to school, your social time is sort of always, you're always on the clock.
Yeah.
So it kind of forces you to be as entertaining as you possibly can in that 10-minute period before you go in. Because if you had an hour together, it probably wouldn't be the same. Do you know what I'm saying? It would be like, it's like this really, really fun thing, and then you go to class and it's such a legend. You're like,
one more.
Yeah.
TJ? Can I throw mine in?
Sure.
What I miss the most? I miss calling a friend and saying like, hey, what's up? And them actually having something that's up.
Yeah.
Not just being like, same old you. And I go, oh man, same thing since March.
I can't
There's
wait.
No updates.
I can't wait to never say, crazy world right now, eh? How's the pandemic?
For the unprecedented times we live in, isn't it?
But you gotta say though, it has made like phone calls and FaceTimes with friends like so much stronger. Like the bonds and like weird people you don't necessarily talk to as much kind of popped out.
You think so?
Way faster.
Yeah, way faster. That. Yeah, I check in with friends at home that I had kind of lost touch with since moving. I call
my parents more often.
Yes, I call my mom like every second day. Like it really kind of bonds things a lot stronger. Yeah.
I got 2 more. One from the 905. I miss going to one of the larger Starbucks, just sitting there with a coffee and people watching.
Yeah.
I miss people watching.
So when I first started working at Virgin Radio here 10 years ago when I was doing evenings, I didn't make enough money to have internet.
Yeah.
So I used to go to Starbucks.
Queen and John across the street?
Yeah, it wasn't here. It was, Virgin Radio was located up in
right.
St. Clair
that's
at that
right.
point.
Yeah,
but I lived at Young and College, so I would go across the street to the Young and College
Starbucks, and I would order like a tea, which is a dollar, and I would sit there and I'd do my show prep every day. So I just spent $5 every week on tea.
Not anymore.
So then I could buy the internet. Anyway, random
story. That was in the olden days, Adam. It's not a dollar anymore.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
Last one here from North York. Those moments when you're trying to walk by someone on the, in the hallway and you both go, oop, trying to figure out which way you go.
Oh, yeah. You can get that now in the grocery stores, though, still. It's just like, oop, like,
but
and then you
like
stare each 10 other.
10 meters away, and it's like, you're endangering my life.
Get away.
It's not as friendly as it used to be.
Shawn Mendes, it's Wonder. 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Doug Ford has started a vlog. Kind of. Shared a video of himself going through a McDonald's drive-thru yesterday, collecting his food and chatting with the employees at a McDonald's in Minden Hills on his way to make a broadband announcement. Really do love the idea, though, of Doug starting all of his press conferences with, don't forget to like and subscribe and smash that like button. Leave a comment below. I'll try to respond to all of them when I can. And by the way, here's my skincare regimen.
I like that.
They endorse a bunch of brushes.
Just Doug Ford getting on. A lot of you have been asking about my skincare. No, nobody has been asking about your skincare regimen.
Doug likes to poke around the internet. I like that.
I know. You know what? He's trying. Give him a shot.
Every once in a while, he'll put out a video. You're like, I didn't ask for this, but I'm kind of glad you did it. Like, remember when he made cheesecake? And everyone was like, all right.
Fix the economy. He's like, I got cheesecake.
The gyms are reopening in Toronto in a couple weeks. And it sounds like the rules are going to be similar to when they closed down, except for a few new things like questionnaires upon arrival. There's going to be hour caps, and also only 50 people per facility are going to be allowed now, as well as no more spectators.
That's a boring thing I miss, walking into a restaurant and not getting questioned.
Right?
It's just like, hey, welcome. Yeah. And it's not because I'm mad at the restaurants. It's just like, imagine when that happens again, when you're able to just walk in and there's just, you don't have to write your number down. You just have to go sit down.
Yeah, it's like, can I have your number? You're like, oh, yes, for my reservation, and not like, are you sick? Who have you been around?
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
Hey, the election's still not over. It looks like they're still counting votes in a few states, trying to get it right. It sounds like we could know what's happening sometime this morning.
Does it sound like that?
But don't hold your breath.
Follow On Air TJ on Twitter, because he'll be giving you the latest news updates.
Definitely follow me for all the hot political action. Besides, once this thing is over, it's not really over, is it?
Is it? I think it's like
Katy Perry song.
Yeah, I don't know what they're supposed to do. The rumor is that there's going to be some sort of challenge. The problem is the person that's threatening the challenge doesn't have any legal basis to challenge. So that would be the issue. Is it worth tying up the courts over something you can't actually challenge?
Well, as the prophet Kane Brown once said, sometimes it'd be like that.
True.
Yep.
Sometimes it do.
Just a reminder, if you want up-to-the-minute updates, our pals at CP24 are your best place to do so. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thanks.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
There's so many more hurdles you have to jump now in dating before you'll even meet someone. Like, before the pandemic, I would have said, like, don't talk to somebody for 2 weeks. Like, if you like them, after a couple conversations, get to it. Because you don't want to blow too much of the cool information that you find out about somebody over text. You want to see it in person and have that moment together.
You got to make sure the juice is worth the squeeze.
What?
She likes it. That's all about it.
Okay. So anyway, the thing is, Tara, that's why you and Andrew had long conversations, because dating now, it's like literally you could be putting yourself at risk. So you and Andrew talked for like a month, right?
Yeah, like 3-4 weeks. Mm-hmm.
And what do you think? Was the juice worth the squeeze?
Well, okay, that's the corniest line ever.
It is!
Don't turn on me now.
Yeah, so there was no juice. That's the problem.
No.
I mean, I thought there was. So we were texting for like 3 or 4 weeks. You know, we met on Bumble. Mm-hmm. I wanted to wait as long as possible. Yeah. He was really understanding. He was really sweet. But we were texting every day, all day.
Oh.
Like joking around with each other. We were texting for a really long time. And then finally last week, I was like, okay, let's meet in person. So we had an actual date.
Oh,
I invited him to my place. I have like a cute backyard, so we were just like hanging out in my backyard. I know, yeah, it was really cute. And I was really excited to see him. When I actually saw him in person, it kind of felt like I already know him. It's already like meeting an old friend, you know, because we've been texting for so long.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I just don't know what happened. All right, so I'm really excited. He gets there. 30 minutes in, he's like, I think I should go.
Really?
I have no idea what happened. I thought we were having a great time. He just got up and left, and then I haven't heard from him since.
Wow.
I have no idea what... I sent him, like, maybe two or three, like, really long text messages after, just, like, asking him what happened. Did I do anything? Yeah. I don't know. I'm honestly kind of embarrassed.
30 minutes is short. That's short. Do you think, like...
I have a prediction.
Was he expecting something?
Maybe?
I have a prediction.
Maybe he was sick, yeah. I think...
Sick?
Oh.
Sick?
Oh,
no.
That's not what you mean.
No, I mean, like, maybe he thought he was going there to hook up, and then it didn't happen within his time frame, so he was like, well, I'm not going to sit here and have a conversation with a person.
Well, that
different. Would make you a horrible... What do you mean by sick?
Like, sick.
Like, COVID sick?
No. Like, I have to leave because I can't be here sick.
It's happening.
It's happening.
It's happening.
Expecting something to happen.
I'm picking up when you're laying down.
Yeah.
I have no idea if that's what happened, but if that is what happened, how come he's not replying to my text? Right?
Maybe he's still there.
It's a good...
maybe he's still in the room.
So that's what we'll get to the bottom of. We're going to call him next, and we're going to find out whether Jax or TJ or something else happened.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Tara's got a bit of a sad story. There's a guy that she was, like, messaging on Bumble back and forth. And it was for a month, and, you know, people are taking their time getting to know people a little bit more on text these days.
A slow burn.
Because honestly, it's like, I gotta know that you're worth it.
Yep.
And Tara, this guy was worth it. You had him over to your backyard, but 30 minutes later, he's like, I gotta leave.
Yeah, it was really weird. I don't know what's going on.
You haven't heard from him since, and we understand that you've sent some dramatically long messages since and not heard back.
I did. I'm trying to understand what's going on. I don't know why he's not answering. I thought we had an amazing connection. I really did. I don't know what happened.
Before we make this call, let me just ask you quickly. You sure you want to make this call? Is this something that you want?
Honestly, I don't, but I feel like I have to because I just have to know what happened.
Right. Let's give him a call.
Hello?
Hi there, looking for Andrew.
Yeah, it's Andrew.
Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Hi.
What can I do for you?
Oh, we're just looking for some information. Do you know the name Tara and why you ghosted her?
Yeah, I do know the name Tara.
How you feeling?
A little put upon, to be quite honest. Yeah.
But healthy, yes, okay. Healthy.
I know, it's a bit of a jarring thing to get a call from three people that you may or may not
three
know.
Three people?
Yeah, it's Adam Wild, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hi. Hello. Yeah.
Hi.
What's up?
Hey, everybody.
So, you going to tell us about why you ghosted Tara?
What's in it for me?
The sweet nectar of redemption.
We may have something for you, but you got to tell us why first.
Okay. I'll bite. Let's see. I don't know how much you know. We went on a date. I mean, I went over to her place. It was like, you know, kind of, it's a COVID date. We had a COVID date.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was, I don't know. I mean, I got there. It was cool to meet her. Yeah.
Come on.
Can we get to it, please?
look, it was cool. It was good to meet her in person. You know, we had good rapport, like, before we met on the phone and everything. Oh, but then I'm there, and for like after 2 minutes, she's just on her phone. She's just like scrolling through TikTok, and she's like, "Oh my god, like it's so funny! Like, oh my god, you two just dance together!" I'm like, "I didn't drive all the way to Aurora to just recreate TikToks with you, you know."
In Andrew's defense, Aurora is a long drive.
Yeah.
Oh, fair. That's a long drive.
So
like, I thought we had a really good connection, and so it was like worth it to me to go meet this person.
Yeah.
And then, like, I get there, and it's, like, sitting there with a teenager on her phone.
Have you considered that maybe she was a little bit nervous? It took a while before you guys even hung out. So she was doing the TikTok thing for the first little while, trying to calm her nerves, calm herself, watch some funny videos, try and get a dialogue going, because you did bail 30 minutes in.
Yes, but like, how do you get a dialogue going if your head's down and you're just, you know, in your phone the whole time? There's no dialogue.
Yeah. Okay.
So was it the fact that she was on her phone the entire time, or I also heard you say that she wanted to do a TikTok with you? Like, which?
All right.
It both?
I mean, there's there. it's, it's not one or the other. It's like this part sucks, and then like that makes it suck even more.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I get you.
So, Andrew, what we have for you right now is the opportunity to do a TikTok dance with us.
Okay, well, that's what we're trying to get to.
Yeah. We have
to it. Tell me.
We have a chance for you to do a TikTok dance with us.
No. Oh, God, we're giving this is shot at redemption. What if we were to say we'll pick up the tab, you guys go on another date, you and Tara together.
No phones.
We pay for it, no phones.
I would take another date. You know, if you guys are paying for it, like, not that we can go anywhere, but...
All right.
Hey, he would do that.
Okay, I'm casual.
I'm not sure.
I can be a fly on the wall for that.
Guys.
All right. Whatever.
Okay.
Okay, sweetheart.
So, Tara, what do you think? You've been listening to this. Sorry, Andrew. Tara's been listening the whole time.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Andrew.
I had a feeling.
I'm just a little confused. Andrew, for like... 3 or 4 weeks, like, all we did was just send each other funny TikToks and like, oh, this is so cute, we should do that. So when we were texting, we were talking about this, and now you're all like put off by TikTok when we meet in person. Like, what's the... I don't understand why that was for you.
I like TikToks. Like, it's fun, it's funny, but like, that's over the phone. That's because like, that was the way we were communicating. But then we just took this big step to like be in person. I didn't think we'd just go to be in person just to, like, still be on the phone, you know?
Right.
It was only, like, the beginning of the date. It was, like, maybe 20 or 30 minutes, and you just left. So you didn't even give it a chance.
Expectations were not communicated properly.
Right.
Okay.
So the question, guys, do you want to go on a date? I'm exhausted listening to the two of you.
Yes. You know, I think that I do think we've got, like...
Okay, you know, like that's a yes.
Tara, would you like to go on a date?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All right. Man. Put your phones away and then go, and that's it.
I wonder what his text looked like.
Oh, my God.
I think I would have liked this better if he ended up having the accident.
Yeah. All right, hey, listen. Guys, we're very happy for you. You seem like good people, and we hope you have the longest date ever, and we will pick up the tab. You send us the bill, okay?
Okay, thank you, guys.
All right.
Yay. Thanks, guys.
Oh, boy. Communication is tough.
Is it?
It's not.
No.
Please be more direct.
Yeah.
Please be more direct with people. I know we love to play games and that sort of thing, but it's just so much easier. What are the text messages saying, TJ?
Does he not understand how modern dating works? Of course she was on her phone. Who is it these days? This is how this whole thing works. That's for the 416.
Well, when you just met somebody, though, within the first half an hour, I'd be like, get off the phone.
I've been on dates with people who have done that. And
what have they done? Tell me specifics.
I've been in relationships where they're phoners, like just all the time on their phone. And even just like on the first couple dates. Like, and I get that it's a nerves thing, but come on.
Like, you know what's the worst? Is when you're at like a live performance of anything with someone and they're on their phone like scrolling Instagram and you know that they're not really doing anything. They're just on Instagram scrolling to see if they missed anything.
Yeah.
Cannot stand it. Another text?
Yeah, from the 647. LOL. He was turned off by her being on her phone. It's reasonable, but no reason to completely ghost her.
No, he should have said something.
He could have just asked. Right?
Imagine.
If he didn't appreciate her lack of communication, then he should have communicated that.
Yeah.
He failed just as much as she did.
A whole bunch of failing, but you know what? Good luck to them.
Maybe they'll work it out.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll clean up the conversation, make it more direct.
Yeah, you never know.
No? You don't think so?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So I had the chance to talk to Jason Derulo, who's had, I think... Like, nobody's really feeling like, hey, I had a great 2020.
No.
But I think Jason Derulo is. He's killing it on TikTok. He's killing it on Instagram. And
he's hot as hell.
One of the things, and he's extremely talented and can do anything he wants and is, you know, doing TikTok duets with Will Smith, which
was
insane.
Cats?
He was in Cats.
Don't
bring
that up.
Let's not forget about Cats. Or let's definitely forget about Cats. One of the things, though, that he talked about was that he was on the road for the last, you know, decade, 300 days a year. So you're spending 300 days a year, not just working, but away from home. Even if you do have a day off, after a week, you come home from vacation, you're like, I'm exhausted. I can't wait for my own bed. Mm. What is it like when you don't know when your own bed feels like? You know what I mean? That's sort of what he was living. So, you know, he's got a family and everything too, right? So now he says, this is the most time I've spent at home since I was a kid. And all of us, I think, could probably say the same thing. So I said, like, listen, I've seen you on Instagram.
Yeah.
I know what you look like.
Yeah.
How are you at home and not snacking like the rest of us?
Yeah.
And here's what he had to say.
Yeah, no kidding. What's, how do you fit in working out? Because I'm not going to lie, Jason, I saw some of the shirtless pictures and I'm feeling a little insecure right now. Like, where do you fit that in? How do you keep that going? Especially when you're at home and all your food's available to you. That's my problem.
Adam, I'm going to be honest with you. When I see those photos, I get insecure as well.
Why is that?
Because quarantine, man, is hard.
Yeah, it is hard.
If anything's going to suffer in my day, it's going to be the workout. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not going to be the content. It's not going to be my music. It's not going to be the interview. If anything is getting cut, the workout get cut first, man. So, you know, that's just been happening a lot. But like I told my team, bruh, we got to prioritize the working out. Like, I'm not about to backpedal all the way. Nah.
No.
Too much. Put in too much work.
I found that was my problem with working out too. I took it too seriously.
Is that why you stopped?
Just got too cut.
Yeah. You're just so strong. You're so sharp.
If there's anything that we can say about TJ, it's just he doesn't fit in anything because he's so big.
Is it? Okay.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Shout out to the University of Toronto that was just ranked the best university in Canada. Also, not that long ago, was ranked 20th globally.
Wow, that's great.
It's our 6th year in a row on the global list. UFT President Merrick Gertler said the latest ranking from the Times Higher Education confirms that the University of Toronto's researchers and scholars are held in very high esteem by their peers around the world.
Imagine. It's a tough place to go to school, but apparently it trains you.
Yeah. Couldn't get in there.
No. What did my guidance counselor say? I'm not university material.
That's is that what they said?
No, that's what I told me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm sure they said.
I was going to say, what kind of guidance counselor says that?
They would have said something nice, like follow your dreams or some nonsense.
Yeah, as long as they're not too big.
Yeah, exactly. Keep them relative. Hey, if you got $28,000 and want to get married, how about a socially distanced wedding in the sky? Air Charter Service is offering a Wedding in the Sky package. A 2-hour sky-high experience takes you 30,000 feet in the air and includes an airport chauffeur to drive the newlyweds to and from their choice of airport. The package also includes champagne, personalized wedding favors, a cabin crew member officiant, flower arrangements, catered food and drink aboard the plane, and seats up to 16 people. It has a starting price tag of $28,000. You can also get the Just the Two of Us elopement package beginning at $18,000. And if you're like, $28,000, that's nothing. You can get a whole bunch of upgrades, which are way more expensive. The flight route can be prearranged so the aircraft can fly over areas of significance to those who are celebrating their marriage.
Cool.
It's pretty neat.
It's nice.
Like, where are you going, though? Hey. Like, where are you off to?
Listen, sometimes it's good to just pretend.
I know.
Right? Let's play pretend.
So sad.
You know, in a normal world, you could just fly you right to your honeymoon, and then you don't have to say goodbye to everyone.
Okay, cool. We don't have a normal world. Don't bring her up again.
I'm saying.
Hey, the election's still not over. They're still counting votes in a few states, trying to get it right, taking their time with it. It sounds like some places are saying we could know what's happening some point this morning, but don't hold your breath on that, because even once this thing is over, it's... Still not over. Just a reminder, too, if you want up-to-the-minute updates, then you can check in with our friends at CP24.
Yeah.
They're your best bet. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Got a text from Godridge, Ontario, or as they like to call it, God Rock.
Yeah,
Do they call it God Rock?
Absolutely.
Incredible.
Hey, guys, you know that people, this is, I guess, a PSI to anybody listens to this radio station. You should not look up what people look like on the radio. It's like reading a book and then watching the movie about the book.
Oh.
People don't look like how you pictured them in your mind. It wreaks havoc. I looked up what you guys look like, and it's not at all what I pictured, except Adam, who's exactly what I imagined.
I don't know how to take that, any of that.
I don't know how to take any of that either.
I honestly am going to spend the next 24 hours worrying about how people picture me.
Yeah, the world's not anxious enough, right? No, that's sweet. Well, thanks for texting us either way.
Robin is up next. Have a wonderful day.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.